أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. When we looked at Surah Al-Sabah, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases for those who do his hamd. And hamd is, in essence, is praise and gratitude. If we look at Surah Al-Naml, this is Surah number 27, and you look at Ayah 15, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَعْتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا. Certainly we gave knowledge to Dawood and Sulaiman. وَكَالَ, and they said, أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ قَثِيرٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Praise and gratitude be to Allah who has made us to excel above those who, above his believing servants. So the crux of everything here is Alhamdulillah. And today we will look at the life of Prophet Dawood. It's just phenomenal. Dawood literally in Hebrew means the loving one. He had 11 children. He bought the Al-Aqsa Mosque from its owners and he renovated it. Just as a to be able to see chronologically where he was, there's about 500 years between Musa and Dawood, and then 1100 years between Dawood and Isa. So he's born in sort of the 10th century in Jerusalem. Now, as a child, every time somebody said Dawood or David, for me, it was a story of David and Goliath, or Dawood and Jalut. And I could see this young boy who kills Jalut or Goliath with a stone from his catapult, and I was always in awe of that story. But there's so much more to him. He's mentioned 16 times in the Quran. The Zabur was revealed to him. It's actually the Psalms of David. And we saw in Surah Al-Sabah in Ayah 10 where Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَعْتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ مِنَّا فَضْلًا. We gave Dawood excellence from us. يَا جِبَالُ عَوِّبِي مَعْهُ وَالطَّيْرُ وَأَنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدُ. O mountains, sing our praise along with him and the birds. And we made the iron as soft as dates for him. So when he praised divinity, the mountains, the birds, and everything along would sing with him in chorus and join into him. He's the first person to make an armor. Before him, people used to join pieces of iron on their body. They were unable to fight well because of its weight. And Allah makes iron as soft as a soft date in his hands. So pliable that he could make armors with his own hands that were lightweight and would also protect the body in times of war. In Surah 38, Ayah 20, Allah says, وَشَدَّدْنَا مُلْكَهُ وَأَعْتَيْنَاهُ الْحِكْمَةُ وَفَضْلَ الْخَطَابُ. We strengthened his kingdom, we gave him wisdom, and we gave him clear judgment. But that judgment didn't just come just like that. It came with a test. So a group of angels are sent in the form of two disputing parties. Dawood is in his sanctuary, engaged in worshipping Allah, when they scale the sanctuary's wall and they appear to him and he's a bit frightened. And they say, don't be frightened. We've just come for some judgment because we're two disputing parties. One of them points to the other and says, this is my brother. He's got 99 sheep and I have only one, yet he demands that I hand over that one to him. He was very convincing, and Prophet Dawood got convinced by him and immediately tells him, your brother has wronged you by demanding that this one sheep be added to his. This is how human beings wrong each other. Only those who believe and do good deeds are exempt. How few are they in the world? No sooner had he uttered this than he realized that he had failed to hear both sides of the dispute. He had been so eager to rescue this person from his brother's oppression and so convinced that his brother had acted unfairly that he had failed to be impartial and fair. With deep regret, he seeks forgiveness from his Rabb and bows his head low. His forgiveness is accepted and he is told, O Dawood, we make you our representative on this earth, so judge between people with justice. Do not follow your own whims or they will lead you away from his path. He becomes the epitome of justice. During the 11th year of his rule, there was a plague that comes on the people of Jerusalem. He instructs them all to gather with him at a great rock where they used to praise Allah. David had witnessed a constant stream of angels rising and descending from this spot, so he knew it would be the best place for him to plead with Allah. He stands on this rock and he begs God to relieve his people of the plague. His prayer is answered and the plague is lifted. Prophet Dawood decides to make the rock a formal place of worship, and he begins to construct a sanctuary on that spot. And this came to be known as the Dome of the Rock. Today we're told that the place where you pray is really important. When you're upset, when you're ill, even when death is coming near, go to that spot and you will find relief. And it all started with Dawood. And for everything, he would say Alhamdulillah. And then a story from my childhood. Once when Dawood had finished reciting the Zabur, the Psalms, Allah sent a small frog to remind him to remain humble despite his beautiful voice and his accompaniment by the chorus of birds and the mountains. The frog said, "Ya Dawood, are you pleased with your worship today?" And he said, "Yes." And the frog said, "Every night, I and the community of frogs with me declare the perfection of God 1,000 times. And then each of these perfections is followed by 3 praises and gratitudes. And we do this from our watery abode. Then when we hear the voice or the screech of a bird flying overhead and we perceive hunger in its voice, we put ourselves in full view and make ourselves obvious so that it may eat us up." Prophet Dawood said, "Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen." All praise and gratitude is for Allah. And he felt he could do a lot more. A frog had taught him a lesson. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to always use the phrase, "Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen." All praise and gratitude is for Allah. It is only when we perceive the hand of God in everything will we understand what life is all about. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ